BitGo Korea wins first foreign-owned VASP license in South Korea. BitGo Korea has received virtual asset service provider, VASP registration, from South Korea's Financial Intelligence Unit, KOFIU, making it the first foreign majority-owned company to clear the country's registration regime, according to a Cointelegraph report published August 20, 2026. The approval matters because of who has been kept out. South Korea runs one of the largest retail crypto markets in the world, yet its VASP framework has functioned as a near-closed shop, with domestic exchanges and custodians holding the licenses and foreign-controlled entities effectively locked out. BitGo Korea, clearing that bar, is the first exception to a pattern that has held since the registration system took effect. The license the FIU actually granted VASP registration under KOFIU is the legal permission slip to operate a virtual asset business in South Korea. It covers anti-money laundering obligations, customer verification, suspicious transaction reporting, and the real name banking account requirements that have defined Korean crypto compliance. Without it, a firm cannot legally offer custody, trading, or transfer services to Korean users. The distinction in BitGo Korea's case is ownership. Prior registrations went to companies that were Korean-controlled. A foreign majority-owned entity clearing the same process signals that the FIU is willing to approve overseas parent structures, provided the local operation meets domestic standards. BitGo, the U.S.-headquartered digital asset custodian, is the parent here, and its Korean unit is the registered party. A market that has been hard to enter. South Korea's crypto sector is large and active, but foreign firms have repeatedly struggled to plant a direct footprint. Regulators have leaned on strict banking partnerships, local data and reporting rules, and a cautious posture toward overseas control. The result has been a market that global players court from the outside rather than operate inside. BitGo's registration does not by itself rewrite those rules. It does establish a precedent. A foreign-controlled custodian can satisfy KOFIU and hold a VASP license. For other international custody and infrastructure firms weighing a Korean entity, the approval is a concrete data point that the path exists, even if it remains narrow. Anyone tracking the wider regulatory picture can follow how South Korea treats custody and self-custody, which has been an active policy area this year. Custody first, consumer products later. BitGo's core business is institutional custody, the storage and safekeeping of digital assets for exchanges, funds, and corporates. A Korean license positions it to serve Korean institutions directly rather than through offshore arrangements, which is the immediate commercial logic of the move. For everyday users, the second-order effects are slower and less certain. Licensed local custody infrastructure is the layer that consumer-facing products, including exchange services and eventually crypto cards and spending rails, tend to build on top of. A regulated custodian operating inside the country lowers the friction for those downstream products, though none of that is announced, and none of it is guaranteed by a registration alone. The license is a foundation, not a launch. It is also worth keeping the counterparty question in view. Custodial arrangements concentrate assets with a single provider, and a regulated license reduces but does not eliminate the insolvency and operational risks that have burned crypto holders before. Registration signals oversight. It is not a solvency guarantee.